It's a time, Hanukkah, to give thanks to everybody. Every single napkin, chair, and moving, and you're setting up the sponsorships and the sweet and kind words of the chevra, the sponsoring. It gives all of us a tremendous, tremendous chizik. Davro, and chevra, and igunim. You hear beautiful music from Davro, but many of you don't know what a beautiful person he is. It's very different when the music comes in such a way. And it's a schuss for us. I want to share with you just a hargosha. It's a hargosha, tefillah. I was just thinking about the candles tonight. It's hard to let go of the candles. It's hard to let go of this yaltif. It hurts to let go of this yaltif. And therefore, we shouldn't let go of it. The whole yaltif is the yaltif of minaisak and kanim. From what was left, from what was left over. I mentioned to the Chevra last week in one of the Chaburas, we're talking about a very deep vibe from the Rebbe Abunim Sheskos with Silayna.
On the word that we say in davening every day, Abarech B'Shiri Zimra, in Yishtalacha. Abarech B'Shiri Zimra, that the Rebbe Shalom loves our Nigunim. He loves our music, he loves our songs, he loves our Yom Tovim, he loves our mitzvahs. But there's something special about the Shirayim. Avoyche v'shirei zimra, the Rebbe Bunim said the Shirayim. After the songs are finished, after we clean up and we put away the menorahs, that feeling of the heart, the songs that continue, after a chasna, after a yontiv, after a chavrusa, carry a person through the day. What do we take out from such a thing, such a yontif? What do we take out? What are the shirayim of our songs? I mentioned to you over the years, there's a maysa. One gears that says that the Baal Tanya himself saw this. It doesn't seem to be that the Alter himself was there, but the maysa was that there was a very, very wealthy chassid who was in the lumber business. And it was at the end of the month, and he had finished that month's inventory, all of the books, and he had a big ledger of all of the numbers from this town, this place, and this business, what he was doing. And then it came time for the final sahakol, for the skum, for the final tally, the number of what that month brought, of what he profited that month. And he was adding all of the numbers, and he came finally to the end. And he wrote Samach Hey, which is sahakol. And then he stopped and he leaned back. And he closed his eyes, and the Tanya used to say this over, that a drop fell from this Jew's eyes. And where it says, Sahakal, sum total, he wrote, Ein Oyvulad. The sum total of my life is that it's nothing besides Hashem. It's the sum total, it's the shirayim of everything that we do in our lives. When the songs are finished, when the menorah is put away, we go on with our lives. Minoisa kankan, what's left? The kankan of who we are. I was watching the eyes of my granddaughter, and this is the machshava that I had by the candles. There was a teacher who told the girls in class last year that when your parents, grandparents, when the family puts away the kankan, all the Chanukah stuff, when everything's put into that Hanukkah box for next year. So the teacher told the children that she heard that it's a schooler to put a little kid into the box. To put a kid into the box and to write a note to Hashem's Baruch. To put it in with the menorah and with the nicer kankana. It is a very strong school that kvittel will bring a very strong answer from Hashem's book. And I had forgotten that from last year. But when I took down the box, Hanukkah box with all the dreidels and all the stuff. When I took down the box, I looked at that note. And she was asking in the note for something for her mother, for my daughter. Not for herself. And I was thinking, it says in the Pasuk, the Ruvain said, Al tachtu b'yavad. Don't sin against the child. You understand what I'm saying, right? And you know that the Svarim say that Yelad is the Gematria 44, which are the 44 candles of Hanukkah when we count the Shamas, the 36 and the Shema and the Shamas. Al tachtu b'yavad. I looked at the note and I was thinking, what am I going to tell her? How is she going to feel if she sees the paper? She might have forgotten it. So I wanted to hide it because it hasn't been answered in a clear way, the way she was asking. And so I was thinking about Rosh Hashanah to be held. She's a child and she believes in the 44 candles of Hanukkah. And so do we, and so do I, all of us. Please, Al Tachtu be held. Kiryocha, kiryocha. Don't sin against the child. Zeis Hanukkah. There are many, many, many reasons that I wrote down in the Svarim why it's called Zeis Hanukkah, besides the simple reason for the lane that we're going to lane tomorrow morning. So is Chanukah. What's left after Chanukah? What's the Sach HaKol of a person's life? What are the kitlach, the tzeitlach that we put into our Chanukah boxes to open up as we put things away this year, Chanukah? Tomorrow night we're going to be putting things away. Let it sit a little bit longer. There's still some sukkahs around also. The Shirai, the Shirei Zimra, the hopes, the tefillos, the wishes, the davening is very, very strong. Very, very strong. So it's Chanukah. What is it that we're asking for? What is it? What's our kvittel? Each one has his and her own kvittel. Every family, every individual knows their things. And also, children buys, children should go the right way. But really, there's a bakasha that if we focus on it, and we put this into our Chanukah box, we beg Hashem, please, Baruch Shem, Al Techtu Yelad. Please, don't disappoint your children. We lit the 44 candles. We're finished. and don't disappoint us. Rapeyas halei, the hearts are broken, and children are disappointed when their bakashas are not answered. And it's not only little children, it's big children also. So you all know that it's a very, very great and holy thing to watch the candles. So I think by watching my granddaughter's eyes. It's a very big thing to watch the candles. Say one of Rishus Lishtameshban, El Leroysim Dilvat, Tikkun Hainayim, the eyes of Leyimim, Leyes, 36 to 36 candles, the Argonos, the eyes. So there are some people that when they sit by the candles, first they say the tefillos, certain tefillos, there are different kehilas that have different minhagim of different tefillos to say. Each kehila has its own minhagim of what to say. Some people add other tefillos, other tefillos of their own, hisvodavos. Some people sing some nigunim. Some people sit with a guitar, sing a niggun. Some people cry. Some people sit quietly and just watch the candles dancing, and let the candles themselves sing and speak. But there's something that's higher than all of those things. And this is my kivul. Something that's much higher. Something that I felt in that kittle for my granddaughter, which I hid from her. I put it away, I didn't want her to see it. There's something much deeper than the songs, the tefillos. You know, the Ari Kodesh revealed to us that one of the big kavanas of Ner Chanukah is the Oasis Nacha, a river, a flowing river, Nacha. That Nacha is the Oasis Lahadik Ner Chanukah. And it's the Oasis of Nashenu Chiksel Hashem. Nafshenu chikso Hashem. Well, the niggun that the Chevra was singing just now, that we were all singing, Nafshenu Hashem, Shemim Laboike, Shemim Laboike, that we're waiting. Normally a person's Mekayim Mitzvah. There are Hachanis for a Mitzvah. Tzadikim has spent a long time with the Hachanis. At Leibelagus, Lucy Elaine, you know, was a big mile. And there was a whole deef against Leibelagus because he would always, the meal would always be Namish at the time of Shkia. He was sitting with Kavanis the whole day. He was usually the Sandik and the mile. And he had, the whole day he was making Kavanis in his room. Of course, many people were upset about that. I, Zvi, Zimakim, Lemitz, Lemitz. They asked him, Avon Baboyke. And when it came time for the actual riz, they say that Leibel used to fill the talus over the whole thing. And in 10 seconds, it was all finished. The whole thing. The whole day, there were hachanas. But once the mitzvah took place, it was finished. Good night. But Chanukah is something else. Of course, tzaddikim make hachanas. We don't know so much about how to do that. Even when it comes to the wicks nowadays, there aren't so many like there used to be Jews. I grew up like that. My father was with cotton. That's what he saw by his father. And there are special kavanas for them. The father remembered by the Minchas Elazar what was going on over there. You heard of the Minchas Elazar, right? My father remembered by the Minchas Elazar in the Gula. And how long it took. My father used to show how it looked. Minchas Elazar. But the Iker is, even simple Jews like us, hang around after it's done. That you don't see so much, sister. By other mitzvahs, what do you have such a thing? So you see that the Indian of Ner Chanukah, what the Ariya Kolish is Magar, even greater than the singing, even greater than the tefillos, even greater than the bechias, the tchinas, the tzaakas. Even higher than that are the moments that a Jew is sitting and waiting. Because the meaning of waiting is Nashem Chiksel Hashem. It's like my granddaughter waiting. Such a simple way, with such tmimus. What is this avoid of waiting? We're waiting for him. Like the Shekhinah, which we believe the Shekhinah is there, like him. And the Shekhinah says to us, what are you still here? You finished your business? So go have your latkes. So each one of us would say, what do you mean, what are we still doing here? We're waiting for you. What are we doing here? Not just for you to pass through, but for you to take us back to your Shekhinah and for us to be together the way that it's supposed to be. For this insanity to end. If it never ever to happen again, then the child should open up the Chanukah box and it shouldn't be answered. And all that we daven for our children, and all that we wait for, they were waiting and waiting for so many years that it should really be answered. Waiting for the Shrim. What does that mean? So again, very much, very, very cautious. It's just a tefillah. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Teshuva, the Rambam writes the Inyan of Ahavas Hashem. In the Lashon that the Rambam uses, Ein Ahavas Kadosh Baruch Hu Nekseres B'Libo Shel Adam. Ein Ahavas Kadosh Baruch Hu Nekseres B'Libo Shel Adam. Ad Sheyazor Kol Dover Sheba'olam Chutz Mimenu. Eina ahavas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nekseres B'Libo Shel Adam, ahavas Hashem, Eina ahavas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nekseres B'Libo Shel Adam. The love of God cannot be bound, tied into the heart of a Jew. Ad Sheyazor Kol Dover Chutz Mimenu. Until at least for some time, for those few moments, that we're sitting by the candles, and there's nothing else in the world. When you're looking at the candles, it's Einai Tomid El Hashem, L'chol Ayin L'chol Titzav, L'chol Ayin L'chol Titzav, Einai Tomid El Hashem, Harei Emakudesh Esli, Nizumen Esli, Miyuched Esli, Osla Kuloy Alma, Kehek. Everybody knows it's the beginning of Kiddushin, Tosfos and Iran. The Kiddushin. The whole world doesn't exist. Hassan and Carla, sorry, I'm rambling a little bit. The whole world doesn't exist. I'm sure many of you remember over the years that I've told a number of times the story about that chasna that the Vilna Gaon was beside the Kedushin, because the Gaon, as you know, really never ever left his home where he had a minyan and he was learning there. There was a mikveh next to his home. He wasn't the Rav in Vilna, as you know, he wasn't the Dayan in Vilna. That was where he was, but the only time that the Gaon would go out and be with the entire city was by those chasnas that he made for Yisrael. He made Shidduchim, Yisrael he used to make Shidduchim. Now just reminding you, I'm sure you remember the Maase. It's really one of the deepest stories that I ever heard. That the Gaon made a Shidduch between a lovely Yisayma and a very choshev bocher in Vilna, who was a sagi nohar, who wasn't able to see, who was blind. And there are many, many people in Vilna that were rumbling and upset about this shidduch. And the Gaon told the girl about this, that this is a shidduch that he wanted for her. The relatives were very, very upset. She was, aside from being a Yisayman, she was everything, completely eligible, wonderful, and healthy young lady. And they were not happy about what the Gaon asked her, but she said, whatever the Rebbe says. And the whole Vilna came to this chasna, and the Gaon was Masada Kedush. The Vilna Gaon was Masada Kedush. And the Kala stood, Chosin comes down, the Kala people are crying. It's hard to say what they're crying from, happiness or crying from what they're crying. Such a strange mind with the whole thing. And by the chuppah, they're standing there, Chosin Kala, and the little Gaon is standing and holding the bracha in his hand, and he says to the Chosin, also the Kaddish, Aisha Avshir. Can't be Mekadosh until you see her. It's the din of the Gemara. Now, the Vilna Gaon knew very well the halacha. A Kedusha could be chal under these circumstances with proper edus, chule. And they just stood there, chas makala, and people were crying, and they couldn't believe the Gaon was say such a thing. Also, the Kedusha said, Yisha Asherah. He was frozen in the chasm, and the Gaon took his hands and put it around the head of the chasm to face the Kala. And he put his fingers on the chasm's eyes and opened his eyes. And the first thing he saw in his life was the eye, was the face of his Kala. At Shirem, the Gaon gave a bracha in the schus of your Kala's amuna. You should be able to see each other in such a way. That's what it means. That's what it means to look at the candles. That's what it means. The way that the Kala and the Chosin are looking at each other, the way that the Chosin and Kala are waiting for each other, that nothing else can exist in the world. Kedushin is just a time of waiting. Right now, at our chasnas, everything happens all together. Everything depends on the photographer and the musician. But it all happens together. It's not like it used to be, there'd be a kedusha. It could be years ago, until there would be the nisun, the marriage. And during that time of waiting, that's what it means to wait. During that time of waiting, after the words of the Kodesh is to be, the Kodesh is in Zumanis and Yuchadis, or in the old song that they used to sing here in America, I only have eyes for you. The noise of Kankanam of Hanukkah, the lingering by the candles, the quiet moments that we have, looking at the candles and hoping and waiting that the next time we open the box it will be in Yerushalayim. That the next time that we open the box, all of our children will be with us together. That the next time we open the box, that the husbands and wives who might have fought over the years, might have had all kinds of difficulties and challenges and forgot what it was like when they stood under the chuppah and they first looked at each other. Nowadays it was maybe the 10,000th time that they looked at each other, but when they first really looked at each other under the chuppah, it should be with those eyes. All of the years, all the times of waiting. So maybe now we can understand a new remnant in Zeis Hanukkah. Everybody knows it's a klal. The tzaddik especially says this many times. But you all know the klal. If you want to know what something really, really means in Tanakh, where do you always go? Heaven. You go to the first place that is found in Tanakh. And that first place that is found in Tanakh is the Pnimi Shabbatnimi. It's the Mahadim Minim Mahadim. It's the Shem Zayiz Zach of what that word is. It's the Minoisa Kankan of that oil. And the first place in Tanakh, in Chumash, is Vayomer Ha'odam Zois HaPam Etzer Me'atzomai Ubosa Me'atzori Kimi Ishu Lukoch HaZois Zois Yikari Ishu V'dovak B'ishtari V'hoi L'bosa Recha. So the first place in all of Tanakh where we find the word Zois. And we don't just find the word Zeus, we find it three times consecutively. That it's impossible that it shouldn't contain within it, within these two psukim, that it shouldn't contain the pnimius of Zeus Hanukkah. Zeus HaPam, this time, Etzemeatzom, Bosom Yipsom. From within me, from the very depths of who I am. And again, the Zeus Yikarish. And then the Dovak Bishtai, the Hori Lubosayach. So the first place in all of Tanakh where we find Zeus Hanukkah is with this dveikus of Einai Tomid al Hashem, I only have eyes for you. Of the first kiddush, of that first moment of Adam seeing Chava, of that first moment of a Jew connecting to the Shechina and waiting after waiting and waiting for the Nesuah to finally to come to that point, that place, that time of a Dovak Beast or a Hilobos Echa. Zoi Satan. Ki ish lukach ha-zois. That's the inyan of Zois Hanukkah. Those moments by the candles, by looking at the candles, I think I'm back when we were sitting by the candles. Those eyes of a child. Because at the Hanukkah candles, by Hanukkah we all become children. And we're all asking Hashem Al Tach to be able. Don't disappoint your child. We lit 44 candles again. And don't disappoint us. You know, there are stories. There are stories about Jews who during the Muhammad lit Hanukkah candles. My father, all of a sudden, used to say that he doesn't believe any of those. I mean, he's allowed to say that because he was there. So there would come up these stories about how somebody in concentration camp, Lida Chanukah camp, my father would say, no such thing. Not possible to light a candle. It's not possible to light a candle. Okay, but you know, my father would film in concentration camp and people say it's not possible to film. I know that he did, I still have the film. So there were Jews that did such a thing. And I saw it was somebody who was there. And there was a Yid in Birkenau, Auschwitz. His name was Naftali. Doesn't say his last name. And this Yid, Naftali, was a fiery, fiery, an Eish L'Hov, a Yid, Mamash, himself a Kelim. And the person who remembered him, the survivor who remembered him, described him as somebody who gave us Chiyas. We didn't want to live. We couldn't go on living. This Naftali was the one that was like the one that kept us going. And you know that whenever it came time for Yontif, the Germans, Yimach Shalom, they knew exactly, they even knew it was a tasteless Yontif, you know? That's, the Germans, they're very good with calendars. And it was always the hardest time for the Jews, whenever there was a Yontif. Even if it wasn't in their eyes, you understand. By Chanukah, the Germans lined up the Jews the morning of Arab Chanukah, and they said that, we know that it's your holiday tonight. And if we catch anybody trying to make any kind of a fire, any kind of a candle, there aren't going to be any questions asked. That was the German bracha for Freilich and Chanukah. So everybody was there. It was that night, it was the first night of Chanukah, and this Yid says he was in the same bunk with this Naftali. And it was already, they were already sleeping. It was 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock. And he said that they heard something creaking. And they looked and they never really were sleeping. And they saw this Naftali was getting down from his place, he was climbing down. Umashuhu biyadai. He had something in his hand. Akasha, how he got it. They saw that he wasn't wearing his shoes. Now I know from my parents that if you didn't have shoes, that was the end. My father's fellow here said there was nothing more valuable to a Jew than the shoes. When the shoes were finished, you were finished. And they saw that Naftali was climbing down and he wasn't wearing shoes. But he had something. And they were afraid that a couple of Eden, including this one, went after him. You're not allowed to go outside. Why he went, he had something. I'll say all the details. But he made a fire. And he said the brachas for Ner Chanukah. And there was a light, and there was screaming, and all of a sudden there were Germans there, and the head Nazi started to scream, who made that candle, who made that light? And after all, he was barefooted. It was understood that he had to trade his shoes to get something. That's how he got something. The way that he was able to get this was somehow with his shoes. And you understand, it was freezing, it was all snow, ice. He was barefooted. And Naftali just said, it's mine. Nobody has anything to do with it, it's my candle. And the Nazis started screaming at him. Screaming after all, he says, put it out. And after all, he stood there and just stared at the Nazi. And the Nazi said again, he said, put it out. And he just looked at him, he didn't move. And the German took out his gun and shot him in the head. And he yelled at the Jews, take his body and take him over there. And this Yid that told the story said that they were pulling Naftali away. But the Germans forgot about the candle. They were having too much pleasure from their malacha. And they left the candle burning. And this Yid said that throughout my entire life, the only way that I was able to get up to go on living after all that happened and after everybody that got killed, my whole family, is because Naftali's candle never stopped burning in my life. If the candle never stopped burning, that candle of Naftali's, there were times I didn't know how I was going to continue, but you see that the Germans didn't put out the candle. They forgot about the candle. The candle's still burning. It wasn't extinguished. It means that it's Chanukah. It means Chanukah is 8, and 8 means it's not. You might not see with your eyes. So, Rabbeinu Shlomo, it's Tavshin Pei Beis, Chanukah. There have been many, 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 many kitluch, tzeitluch that we put into our boxes over so many years. And waiting with such longing eyes for you to come back to us. For this chasma to be completed, for the yichud to be completed. The kodeshes, mezumenes, miyuchedes. And very strong, you don't need to be reminded by any of us. But just as a respectful reminder, kivyoch, of what Boaz said to Ruth. And in these words that Boaz said to Ruth, it's the whole Yom Tov of Chanukah. Halo shamad biti, Boaz says to Ruth. Did you hear me, my daughter, my child? Soon to be his wife. I'll tell you, little kind of a stayachem. You've waited for so long. Don't go looking in any other fields. Don't go gathering anything in any other fields. The Rishon is saying to us, it's been so long, you've been waiting so many years, you've lit so many candles, you've been in so many fields. Some of you might feel discouraged, and you might think of going someplace else, Chalil. I'll tell Chilil Kaid Bisdayache, Vagam Al Tavari Mizer, the Ko Sidvakim, the Ko Sidvakim, Ko is Chanukah, Chafe, the Ko Sidvakim, stay bound, stay connected, don't go away, it's almost over. The Koyisit Bakin is Chanukah. Brucha at Hashem Biti. You are gebenched to Hashem. Itab Chazdei Chachrim and Harish. And I was thinking that Chazdei, your last kindness, is even greater than your earlier kindness. What's the earliest kindness of the Jewish people? Zachati lo chesed nirayach, ahavis kulosayach, Lechtech Acher Agamidbar. When we followed Hashem into the desert, that's called the first chesed. But the truth is that we didn't really know what we were getting into. The truth is that we really didn't know what was involved in this kiddush. And we really didn't know how long we were going to have to wait for this relationship to be consummated. We have no idea. And the Novi says, Achad lo chesed nirayach,
Ahavus Kulosai, Lechtach Acher Rabbi Midba Paris Lo Zeruah. But boy says to Ruth, Brucha at Lashem Biti. He taught Chazdecha Achrein Marisha. That the loving kindness at the end of time of the generation that we're in, the generation of Ikris of the Mashiach, is even greater than the love of that first generation. Bishop Baruch Shalom was still waiting for you after all of these years. We haven't left you to go to somebody else's fields. We're the remainder, we're the Shirayim of thousands of years, we're the Shirayim. And Brucha Ad Biti, the Shechina says, Brucha Ad Lashem Biti, Heitav Chazdecha Achrein Min Harishna. That this chesed, this love, this kindness, the final generation that we're in right now, is Godel Min Harishna. It's greater than any love that was ever shown to Hashem back at the time of Kedusha, that first chesed of Chesed Nuraya. Because over the years, so much has passed, and there have been so many disappointments. We feel that there are so many things that haven't been answered, and we've waited so long. L'chadlik ner chanukah, nafshenu chikso Hashem, k'nei olam kivinu lach, nafshi l'Hashem b'shoyimu mavoyke, shoyimu mavoyke, ein haytomer al Hashem, l'chasun kala b'alechol l'gay, l'chalayin l'chot etzab, and we're still waiting for you. So Baruch Shalom, this is our tefillah. The way that we wait by the Chanukah candles, we're begging you, Atach Tabiyel, this time don't disappoint us. We should desire that the next time that we open these boxes and we take out our menorahs, polish them, we're not going to have to light them inside, we're going to put them outside. Each Jew outside by his house, and the holy Yerushalayim, and hold her to soul. We'll be on fire with the light of Mashiach to Kehenu. He should deserve for the day of Yichas Nebu, and Yisham Shichenu, and the Lashon Amidus, and Hemi Amen. Amen.